I would say I want them to know that it's not what they think it is. It doesn't work like they think it works. People are not treated humanely, and the system is not just.
I was just broken. I'm like, this is a year. I'm paying my lawyer, and every fucking photocopy is a dollar. Every call is a dollar. Every time she goes to court, it got so expensive that I would start going to the set date.
Said it was going to last another year at least, till we'd see a trial. And the thought of spending another year, that stale space, there's just no way I could do that. So, for a combination of reasons, just chose to plead guilty.
I didn't know that cops were allowed to lie to you.
From a police perspective, yeah, it happens quite a bit. They'll call you a retard. They won't read you your rights. Be like, oh, you don't understand what we're saying.
I actually have a video on my phone that has a Dryden police officer telling me and my cousin that we shouldn't be in Dryden or anything right now. We're filthy and we shouldn't be in Dryden and go back to our community or something.
I think for the police, I feel like the especially one guy who was really racist and white, he would say, how can you be having a disability and you are here being accused of, like, I don't know, they expect that disabled people are not human, they cannot do mistakes.
To the prison system, if you have these disabilities right away, if you ask for help, they think that you're either pill seeking, or you're trying to find a way to basically step over things or get trying to manipulate things. They don't really help you with medication because they think that you're an addict. They'll put you in segregation where your lights are on 24 hours a day. If you're on suicide watch, say you go on a suicide watch because of it, you're put in a gown, you sleep with no bed, you're not allowed, you're out of yourself for 2 hours a day. Your food, you're given finger foods with no spoons. You're not allowed to have books or paper or anything in your cell.
Definitely in prison because I feel like a lot of the guards in Thunder Bay are have problems with me because of the color of my skin and treat me different because of my mental health issues.
Is there anything that you think is important for you to note about you as a person after all of these questions? There's a lot of shame sometimes around prison or like a lot of fear, judgment, or anything. So I want to insert some humanity into
That's what you just said right here. What you just said it right there. It's about inserting some humanity into it. Because we are all, we're all daughters, sons, neighbors, co-workers that went to prison and they're going to come out of prison.
I'm a strong African woman. I've gone through a lot. I've been through a lot and I'm out victoriously.
I think I have been through a lot and I have to choose to remain strong.
I'm not a monster. I'm not a victim.
As a person?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do what I can to stay straight and narrow so that way I can see my son again. Since he was born, I haven't been there. I haven't been a good father. I wanted to be a better dad than my father was, but I just became him.
I really tried. I really tried.